Tatum Bull had a terrific day at Matoa.
Kasiga's coming down the outside with a good run and then Darken Up and Mr. Drew. They're right across the track. Dr. Timor has it. Kasiga's closing in. Dr. Timor from Kasiga. Dr. Timor, Kasiga, and, oh, gee, Dr. Timor scrambled in, I think, from Kasiga in a photo. Super Quick Love came from the clouds to get third.
Yeah, it certainly did. That was the second of Tatum Bull's two winners there at Matoa on Cup Day, and what a time to jag a double before she headed on a little holiday to the Gold Coast. Congratulations, and thanks for joining us on the show, Tatum.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It's a beautiful day up here. I'm currently sitting on the beach enjoying the sun. So, no, I'm very happy to obviously end the weekend with the double. So, yeah, very happy.
Yeah.
Dr. Timor just got there by the skin of the teeth, but your other winner on the day, Who Shot Susie, you rode it like you'd stolen something and the coppers were after you.
Yeah, well, most definitely. I suppose she's a fast horse, and I think the best way to ride fast horses is let fast horses be fast. And, there's no point holding her up. She doesn't really find off being held up or whatnot. So you just let her roll, and she knows what her job is, and she's pretty professional. So she,
Had you ridden her before?
Yeah, I've ridden her a little bit of track work. So obviously not a lot, but Simon's track rider, Liv, she does a great job with her. She can be a hot little filly at times, and yeah, she's going quite well at the moment.
Yeah, one wanted to go with you early, but you just wanted the front no matter the cost, and obviously you knew what you had in the tank.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was just more the fact that with the discussion that I had with Simon and knowing the horse and whatnot, it's just she always, her best runs always when she's kind of been able to dictate it to herself, and when she's just able to roll and flow and find her own rhythm, she's probably the sort of horse if you hold her up and try and get her over travelling that it just, she just won't finish off for you. So, I love letting fast horses be fast. It's generally the way they like being ridden. And, yeah, she's definitely the perfect advocate for that.
Tatum, we know the racing game can be a roller coaster. There can be the highest of highs one day and the lowest of lows the next day. So it's very timely to score that double before you went away on a little break. How long ago was this plan to get away to the Goldie?
No, so it's only a very short one. We're back Friday night. Thursday night, sorry. So yeah, it's only a short one. We just come up with my partner's family and just caught up with them for a few days. So we'll we'll be back into full swing by Friday. So just a short break.
Now, are you celebrating your 100th winner and strutting around and saying, "Ha, I've ridden 100"?
Yeah, no, it's I actually didn't know until my partner said, he's like, "Oh, that was your 100th winner," and then I looked up and yeah, no, it's good. It's kind of been a milestone that I've wanted to tick off, and still haven't cracked the 1,000 rides yet, so I feel like I'm not going too bad. So yeah, no, it's good. Hopefully the momentum can just keep coming.
Now, Tatum, your partner is Daniel Stackhouse?
Yes, yeah, correct.
Is he there beside you at the moment?
No, he's not. Sorry, I walked off. I didn't want to interrupt the family day.
Well, I'll ask you the question. Of the two of you, who was the better rider, you or him?
He actually probably pumps up my tyres, and he believes that I'm a very good rider. But I'd say him, obviously. I think he's just such a naturally, he can get horses to relax, and he's just he's just a good rider. Nothing phases him. He goes out there, rides a race, and doesn't get too frazzled by anything. And I think he's a very underrated jockey.
Guess who's getting a special Christmas present this year? Hey, you've come up with the right answer.
Yeah, well, look, he probably won't be able to listen to it, but I think he's a very good jockey, and I think he's very underrated, and I haven't met someone that works as hard as what he does, so he deserves everything he gets.
Tatum, we mentioned that you've got 100 wins on the board now. Look, you've got a long, long career ahead of you, but within those 100 wins, I've got no doubt there's been plenty of highs and lows. Like, as a young jockey, if you're talking to other, potentially aspiring jocks, female jocks. What's some advice you would give them as they potentially embark on a similar sort of journey?
I suppose is never give up, because it's a pretty brutal and cutthroat industry. There's days where even now I still question, I'm like, why am I doing it? But then there's the days, and especially even just not even the days when you ride a winner, but it's even just seeing horses that, well, I don't know, this is just for me, but even seeing horses that I've ridden in the past, like, I just get a great thrill out of that. And, the good days are great, and, like, you get disappointed, but the circle goes round and you always have a change of luck. So it's not always bad.
Now, Tatum, with your apprenticeship, who are you with at the moment? Are you on loan to Matt Kamani at the moment, or?
No, so I've changed things up a little bit because I only have about 13 months left of my apprenticeship. So I just thought at that stage I was kind of going up and down the same spot when I moved to Matt's, and I thought it was going to be the move that I needed to kind of get on the roll again, but it, unfortunately just because it didn't fire as much as what I'd like. So I decided, since I had ridden my country claim, that I was going to venture down to Melbourne. So I'm actually an apprentice to a lady called Alison Sheehan, and she's been absolutely great to me in the sense that she only has a handful of work. So it worked out really good that I'm very lucky that I can ride outside work basically every day. So I'm quite lucky in the sense that I'm working quite hard, riding for some nice trainers, and just trying to get that support behind me to obviously get through my city claim, because that's basically what I've got left, and that's the goal, is to try and get momentum going in town.
All right, just finally, where are you riding work? Which track?
I ride for Peter Moody on Tuesdays and Saturdays, and Simon Zara, and I've also been doing a little bit of work for Steve Pateman, and most people probably know him as a jumps trainer, but he's a very underrated flat horse trainer, and I think he's no duffer, and he's a very good horseman, and so I get to ride work with some really good people, get to ride some really nice horses as well, so I'm very lucky in the sense that I've got some good people around me at the moment to not pump up my tyres, but definitely keep my head screwed on and keep me focused.
P. Moody will sort you out, wouldn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
I mean, you know what? He's honest, like, he's just the best. He is honestly just the best.
You got to trot in there every Monday with a six-pack and a packet of fags. You'll get a few rides out of him then, I reckon.
Honestly, he's what makes racing. Them sort of like when you're having a bad day and you speak to Moody, he always knows how to, don't get me wrong, he'll probably bring you back down to earth pretty quickly as well, but he's also... No, he's just a genuine bloke, so that always helps as well.
He's going to get a big head here and that now, Tatum. He will. Look, congratulations. 100 winners, absolutely fantastic. And enjoy your time on the coast and the Gold Coast, and we're green with envy, Tatum.
Oh, beautiful. No, thank you so much for having me on, guys.
No worries. Pleasure. Enjoy your spell. There's Tatum Bull after a double at Matola on...